Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
I'm making entry on the front side. I got a pavilion that's coming in here.
The kids are all locked down, but we have two kids that we don't know where they are.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Into my window, someone, they're upstairs.
Hey. Give me three. Let's get three.
Fellowship Hall, you guys, listen, all the way down this hall. Listen, Fellowship Hall. The end of this hall is Fellowship Hall. They just said they heard gunshots down there, and then upstairs are a bunch of kids.
Let's go. I need three.
One more.
Let's go. Metro Police!
Open door!
On me!
We don't know where he is!
Metro Police! Open door!
Bathroom, small bathroom. Clear.
Next, let's go.
This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. The opening, cold open. Thank you, Eric Tech, for doing that. That was the scene in Nashville yesterday. That was now that's the way to do it. That's the Nashville police going in and neutralizing a mentally ill individual. And killing that person dead, D-E-D dead, of course, after that person shot and injured others, including at least two children. It's beyond words at this point. Now, the situation will play out as follows. You're going to have a group of individuals blame guns. Obviously, that's already taking place. But then you're going to have a group of individuals, and we're already seeing this take place, group of individuals blame the Christian conservatives and take the side of or portray the shooter in this case as the victim. As twisted as that might sound, of course, the target was a Christian school. A Christian school, this very confused individual, biological, I don't know what, male, female, it doesn't matter. Well, it matters, but the fact is, very confused, very mentally ill, Audrey Hale, identifying as him. I don't know if this person was born with female or male body parts. All I know is It's most obviously a very confused, very mentally ill person behind that shooting. But again, there's a bigger issue here. It's not the guns. We've had guns in our culture since we were a country. But what's changed? I'm going to tell you what's changed. The things in America could hardly be much more dire. In some ways, it's like George Orwell had scripted it, except it's far more strange, far more dire than anything that he ever wrote. It's as if a pinata in the shape of Karl Marx has been beaten in confetti of new words and impossible to fathom concepts, including the trans agenda, has fallen over everything like confetti. The false, confusing, wicked ideas that originate from critical race theory and, in this case, and especially transgender and queer theory, have not only erupted into culture, but they've been welcomed into many churches whose leaders seem not to understand that the cultural Marxism, the cultural Maoism from which this originated, these ideas are derived, is inherently atheistic and dedicatedly opposed to the God they claim to represent and serve. Now, I'm not talking about this Christian school. I'm talking about the Christian schools, the Christian churches that embrace this madness. The idea that, look, these ideas can never square with reality in the order of the world that God created. The proponents of these ideas are, in fact, at war with God. They're at war with God's reality. They're at war with the Christians and Christian conservatives. The problem is too many churches, church leaders, and Christian conservatives, they're afraid to speak out. They're afraid to stand against these demonic ideas. This is the central horror right now of our time, and you just saw it play out right before your very eyes. It's worthy to note that this trans mentally ill person had a manifesto. If you want to hit Eric the Tech, if you want to play video one, this is Nashville Police Chief confirms that this individual identifies as transgender. And the trans identity motivated the killings. We have a manifesto and a map of how all of this was going to play out. This is video number one, if you can play that.
Our investigations tell us that she was a former student at the school. I don't know what grade she's attended or grades, but we do firmly believe she was a student there.
Did she identify as transgender?
She does identify as transgender, yes.
Is there any reason to believe the shooter first went to the church before going to the school?
I can't give you that information, Alonzo. We know that the minute the calls came in, we responded to the church, so to the school.
Yeah.
Did you have two officers that went in when they first got there? Do you know how many there was or first interview?
So it was five officers that immediately went in and addressed. We have video that we're going to release, but you can see in the video, you can hear gunfire going on as they're in the school. They address the threat and take that threat down.
And Chief, what do we know about her weapons?
So we know there were two AR-style weapons, one a rifle, another was an AR-style pistol, and the other was a handgun. We believe Two of those may have been obtained legally, locally here.
Can you confirm that one of the adult victims, Catherine Coons, was head of the school?
Was what?
Was head of the school.
There was some, I don't know her exact capacity within the school, but it was higher up in echelon.
And were any of the children victims related to any of the school staff?
Unsure. I believe one may have been, but I can't confirm that.
Did the shooter have any criminal history at all?
No history at all.
And no motive at this point? Anything discovered in the apartment or house?
No, we have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this date, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place. There's right now a theory of that we may be able to talk about later, but it's not confirmed. And so we'll put that out as soon as we can.
And Chief, is there any reason to believe that how she identifies with white?
I'm sorry, I knocked someone's mic over. Okay, I didn't hear you say that again, sir.
That's fine. You get the idea, but the Antifa trans activist groups had planned the Day of Vengeance prior to the National Massacre. That's planned for April 1st. Transgender Day of Vengeance is planned in Tennessee for this week. That was posted yesterday. If you scroll down on that to the poster, Benny Johnson Twitter shows the poster. The organizers instruct the attendees to wear a mask and bring a crowd to stop genocide. There it is right there, April 1st at 11 a.m. Assemble at the Supreme Court, wear a mask, bring a buddy, and to stop the genocide, of course. And Our Rights DC, the group organizing the so-called Trans Day of Vengeance, has locked their Twitter account subsequent to the shooting. Now it's unknown whether they're going to carry this out. With me to talk about this and much more, Randy Taylor. Before my head explodes, and I apologize for sounding nasally. I am. I want to thank Eric for putting up the interview with Kate Daly yesterday. I appreciate that.
Which was a good interview.
Thank you. Thank you. We had a good
Kate
time.
Kate is amazing.
She's great. She's going to be coming on. Excuse me. I'm not sure exactly when. Yeah, I caught a bug of some kind. I don't know. But I'm back. And I'm pissed off even now more than ever because we as Christians have targets on our backs by these mentally ill scumbags. Randy Taylor, welcome.
How you doing? What genocide are they talking about?
I don't know.
I'm lost there. It seems like everybody's kissing the trannies' asses instead of anything else. And anybody that sold weapons to this clown should have known just by fact that they're transsexual, that they have a mental problem. So why would you sell them weapons? Tell me.
It amazes me when you go into a gun shop, at least in Pennsylvania, on the application, when you do the background application, you now have a choice, male, female, or I believe it's other. Okay. I look at that and I'm thinking, okay, because there are questions about mental illness and, that should cancel itself out because if you're born a male. If you're born a female, you're a female. There's no changing any of that. The doctors, the medical people that say you can change it, they are part of the problem. It's just absolutely, and we need to hold them to account, I believe. I'm going to shut up here in a minute, but I'm so angry at the fact that you're going to have a group of individuals blame guns when in fact it's a mental illness. I have there's an attachment to trans shooters. Did you know? I did not know this, but the number of recent shootings were conducted by transsexuals. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there it is right there. There's like four. Okay. There's Denver shooter identified as trans. The Aberdeen shooter as trans. Of course, yesterday's shooter as trans. The Colorado Spring shooter identified as non-binary. I mean, this is a mental illness, and for everything that is holy, and I mean that in the literal sense of the word. People better start realizing this and stop tolerating what shouldn't be tolerated. You're either a born a male or born a female. There are exceptions, but that's like 1/100th of a thousandth of a percent. And that, of course, it doesn't even register on any statistics. The bottom line here is if you claim, if you identify with anything else, you're mentally ill. Go ahead, sir. Your continued thoughts.
I don't understand this demand for acceptance of this. I don't, that part is eluding me. Although, if you want to say I'm a patriot or I'm a Christian or I'm a conservative, there's nobody out there on the other team, the other side, the left, demanding that we're accepted.
Yeah.
So this is where they contradict themselves. They talk about mental illness, but they refuse to acknowledge that there has to be a certain degree of mental illness in anyone that's trying to change the gender that God had them born with. You're either a boy or you're a girl. There's no third party here. And these people that are God players, and shame on these doctors for doing this.
Yes.
Shame on them. They are part of the problem, and shame on these jackasses running around in Washington, D.C. that are promoting this stuff and endorsing this stuff. When they pass laws that say you must demand, you know, you're demanding that we demand that you respect these people, that means you're endorsing those people.
Absolutely.
I don't see you endorsing Christians. I don't see you endorsing patriots. No, you locked up the patriots. The Antifa is going to have a burn down something. When this happens, it's not going to be a peaceful protest. I doubt seriously anybody's going to be held in jail there without bail. And if they do have bail, some Hollywood clown's going to bail them out. You know what I'm saying? They'll set up a fund like they did in various cities in the United States. They were burning to the ground. This two-tier justice system is also part of the problem.
Amen to that. And we're going to be talking about that here momentarily. I'm going to show you the reaction. You know, look, the left, in my view, the communist left. This is a clear representation of the communist left. This is David Pakman. He's a talk show host and very popular among the left, very popular among the confused, very popular among the intolerant, very popular among the Nazis, the true Nazis, very popular among the mentally ill. Can we pop up page D? Is it possible they weren't praying enough? David Pakman mocks Christian murdered by trans shooter in Nashville. Look at that. Look at that. I'm not sure if it's a tweet or that post. I mean, to me, that is the epitome of scumbaggery, mocking Christians. But what's happening here is even more. Now, I'm going to read that for the radio listeners. David Pakman, very surprising that there would be a mass shooting at a Christian school, given the lack of prayer, is often blamed for these horrible events. Is it possible they weren't praying enough or correctly despite being a Christian school? Let me tell you something, Mr. Pukebag. Okay, let me tell you something. Okay, as a Christian, all right, Christians can get pissed off and should get pissed off and have to get pissed off in order to fight back properly, righteously, and to protect our children and our families from this cancer that's out there, from these puke scumbaggery individuals like this communist, leftist, Nazi-loving scumbag David Pakman. How dare you insult my faith? And put my children at risk because you're declaring war essentially on all of the Christians out there, all of the Christian conservatives, and putting my children at risk with your words.
He's endorsing the gunman's behavior. That's what he's doing. This is purely satanic.
It is.
This is Satan hard at work. And unfortunately, you know, we were started as a basically a Christian God-fearing nation. We couldn't be any further from God. Actually, I shouldn't say that. We're heading down a road that is even further from God. That's why I believe that the end is near. I honestly believe that. Because I don't know how much further we can go. I just don't know. And it's you know, I've always, and you know this, I've with the patriotic movement, I've always endorsed a peaceful approach. I don't think it's working, man. I don't think that's working. And Christians are very, very complacent. Churches are failing. The pastors of the churches, especially any pastor that speaks out and endorses abortion or endorses this type of lifestyle, shouldn't be a pastor. Those are your, these are the false prophets that God spoke about in the Bible. That was in the Bible, not God spoke about, but I just don't know what else is coming.
You know, and you bring
up
a good point.
We've got to come to a grinding halt here somewhere. I look at my daughter and I worry. It worries me sick. Not so much the school aspect, but what is she going to face in life? I have a very strongly conservative teenage daughter. And do you know the crap that she goes through on a daily basis at school? Especially there's this phenomenon about lesbianism. Everybody's a lesbian now. And I'm not getting this. It used to be when I was a kid, if somebody stuck their hand up and said, you know, I'm gay, when one, they wouldn't do it. But two, if they did, they'd probably get beat up in the hallway. You know what I'm saying? Weird. Everything is going wrong. We've taught kids that there is no life, there is no value on human life. You could have been aborted. That's a very strong message being sent every day. Abortion is okay. It's okay to kill. All right. Another thing, God is not even allowed in schools now. You don't, a lot of schools don't even do the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. You know, when I was a kid, God was recognized. We did the Pledge of Allegiance every morning in school. Now, if they have, they're going to talk about something, it's this or the indigenous, you know,
you make a good point because, okay, so at that time, after you prayed in the morning and said the Pledge of, or while you prayed in the morning and said the Pledge of Allegiance after the prayer, in the parking lot, there were vehicles, pickup trucks with 22 rifles and shotguns in the back window. And we never had this problem.
And I'll absolutely vouch for that. I came from a small town. We had in our high school, I'm going to say there had to be 800 to 1,000 students. It was common to see what Doug just said, a 22 in the rack, you know, and in the back of the truck, you know, right behind the driver, or a shotgun. We never once had a school incident about a gun, ever, ever. Nobody was ever stabbed in school, ever. I mean, there were some serious butt weapons, you know, but nobody was going to get killed over it.
Not today. They'll send an FBI SWAT team to investigate a garage door pull or a Nerf or some child making a finger gun in school. I mean, you'll have the full government come down on the child and the parents' head if that happens. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. But hey, you know.
There was a kid in my daughter's school that actually pointed at her like it was a gun and pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
She dropped him. She dropped him. I'm talking put his little ass on the ground. So trust me, my kid's raised right. You bank on it. I've always said before I even had a daughter, if I have a daughter, I want her to be the belle of the ball. But if you mess with her, she will kick your butt right off this planet. And that's what I got. And thank God for that. The problem is, she's the Lone Ranger. I don't, of all the kids and the parents that we know, of all the parents that we know, the ones that even, they think that because they go to church, they're Christians.
Right.
But you look at their life, you look at their children, and it's like, there is no way this is a Christian household. That's a, what I'm seeing is no different than the people that don't care about God, do not worship God. I don't see any difference in their children. You know what I'm saying? We're not the Christian family. Part of the problem, and I firmly believe this, part of the problem in America, in Canada, wherever you're at, is when the families quit meeting at the dinner table.
Yep.
And I'm going to say, and I'm going to pin that back to, and I'll dump that one on that tennis match between Bobby Riggs and whatever the other one was.
Billie Jean King.
Billie Jean King. Right after that, and if you've noticed, when we were, when I was a young man, I'm in my 60s, okay? When I was a young man, dad could make enough money to support the household. Mom did not have to work. They stayed home. They raised the children. Okay? They took care of the house. And that was a job. After that incident with Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs and women screaming, I want rights. I want rights. I want to work. I want to work. Thanks a lot. Okay? Because now it requires the husband and the wife to work to try and give you even the simple lifestyle that dad alone used to provide. Okay? When parents have to work, they work days or they work nights or they work weekends. My point is, it's less family time. Families have fallen apart. There are too many broken homes. And the homes that they're not broken, there's no, certainly, they're not eating at the dinner table. They're not worshiping God. There's not even any talk of God. And you look at that. All right, now let's look at the movies. Let's look at the people that scream the most about guns, okay, are escorted to the Grammys by armed security, okay, and they're going to get up there and bark about guns, but they're going to make a movie that shows blood, gore, and guns. Explain that to me. How can you step on a pedestal and try and pump your political views at an awards ceremony, but meanwhile, everything you say, you violate.
And meanwhile, at the awards ceremony, let me add this, at the awards ceremonies, we just saw this, where the entertainment was nothing but a satanic ritual, okay? People dress, or somebody dresses the devil all in red, demonic minions running around, okay? And now, of course, they were boasting about the number of viewers, which was like 12 million. But 20 years ago, when this was absent from the TV, the ratings were three times that, or the number of viewers were three times that, and the ratings were much higher. But nonetheless, you're right. And what about Alec Baldwin? Okay, getting on there, having the audacity to say, you know, guns are bad, and he shoots and kills. You just can't make this up.
I don't give a damn. If I was an actor, Doug, and somebody handed me a weapon, I don't care how many times you tell me you pre-checked it, I would check that weapon.
It's your responsibility to do so.
As a human being, it is your responsibility. I'm telling you, I don't understand that. And Alec Baldwin should be sitting in jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Not out running his gator, okay? He should be in jail. Alec Baldwin is part of the problem, okay? Rob Reiner is part of the problem. You name them, and they're part of the problem.
You got that right, brother.
And let's not let the rap music industry off without a hitch, okay? They have been preaching violence, the beauty of gangs, that women are hoes, and violence against women, violence against the police. But they allow this industry to exist. Why? Because they got their rights. Well, where is the line here? All right. If it's, and this isn't even to me, this isn't even an issue of who has rights and who doesn't. This is a morality issue. You cannot legislate morality. You can't do it. You're either a moral person, you're either a moral person or you're not. You're either an ethical person or you're not. There's no, that's not even a debatable subject, but Washington seems to think that they can legislate these things. And when you've got doctors that come outside at abortion clinics and yell at the protesters that are protesting, you know, the murder of God's babies, and these guys come out and they're like, yeah, I kill babies. Yeah, I kill seven or eight every day. You know what? That son of a gun should be shot right then and there. And I said it. You heard me. I'm sorry. He's committing murder. You're going to tell me that little thing, when you reach in there with forceps and pull it out, and you pin it, and you getting upset.
They're charnel houses. Brother,
and they snip their spine.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me they didn't feel that?
Or they're born alive and allowed to die. Okay, that's nothing but murder.
That is no different than gassing Jews.
Yep.
It is no different than these school shootings. Murder is murder.
Amen.
Plain and simple. And almost the one thing I do want to say, kudos to that police department for not sitting out in the damn hallway chatting about it.
Yeah, Uvalde, pay attention. Uvalde Police Department, pay attention.
Oh, thank you. And the ones down in Florida, especially Parkland.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You are an embarrassment to law enforcement. If any of you stayed on the job after that, shame on you. You are pig's work. And I don't mean pigs against police. I'm not talking about some 70s slogan. No, you're pig's work. You are pig slop. You are a dog's breakfast. Amen. Shame on you. But I'm going to tell you what, these Nashville police officers and that chief of police that got up there and said what he said, you know what? God bless you, man, and may God protect you, because you did not hesitate at the door. You charged in when everybody else is charging out.
And that's right. This piece of work was shooting at the police.
And by God, they terminated the threat.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, as the police arrived, this piece of work was actually shooting through from the second floor windows at the police, and the police went in anyway. That's the way to do it.
They did exactly what their job is, and thank God for officers that still have guts. Thank God for you. I back you anywhere, anytime. I'll go in the school with you.
Amen to that. Well, what do you say to this? And how do you have civil discourse with this? This is trans right or else. This is take a look on your screen, okay? These are trans activists holding signs or on their shirts, trans rights or else, and then depictions of semi-automatic rifles between trans rights and or else. Of course, you know, that one has got to be obligatorily masked, you know, because that person obviously doesn't want to be identified. But look at that. Now, how can we have a dialogue with these mentally ill?
Who wants to have a dialogue with them? I don't. I got nothing to say to them. And you know what? When these Activa hit the street, I'll tell you what, if there's going to be, you estimate there's 500 of them, by golly, why don't you get 1,000 patriots out there and take care of business?
Because
the police aren't going to do anything. And if the patriots were to show up in force, these little cowards would back down, because they're punks. They're cowards. They're bullies. And the only reason they do what they do is because nobody stands up to them. I have videos of these Antifas getting in somebody's face and the guy just clocking them. And you know what? You could play that on a loop all day and I'll watch it.
Yep.
And you know what? Whoever that guy is, I'll buy you lunch. They stick you in jail. I don't have two quarters to rub together. By golly, I'll raise your bail money. I am so tired of this crap. I wish I was a younger man and that I was in better health. I really do. Because...
Boy, don't we all?
I'd already be in jail. I would gladly lead a charge against FD. I'm basically crippled. You could push me in the wheelchair, but I'd go with you to confront them. I'm not afraid of dying. I am not.
We'll prepare.
God mere good.
Yeah.
I made peace with God a long time ago. Because I did a lot of things in life that I even questioned myself. Even following the Lord, I did things that I questioned myself. And God, I know, has forgiven me. And I honestly think that God has put some physical limitations on me so that I stick to venues like this show and that I'm not out in the field taking these people to task. Because I'll tell you right now, it would be a terrible, terrible thing, according to the media, the way they would see it, because I am done. I am done with Satan. I am done with this worship of Satan. I am done with people that would just as soon see Christians in the lion's den. I'm surprised that, and it wouldn't surprise me that in my daughter's lifetime, if she didn't see that it would be a sport to put Christians in a den, like they used to do with the gladiators, and watch them get slaughtered. It's coming. You know it's coming.
Yep.
And by God, we're staring into the abyss, people.
You know, if you look back,
and one more thing. What's sad is Doug and I can't speak our minds truly on this show because they'll come and put us in handcuffs.
We can't speak our mind at all. I mean,
period, anywhere. We can't do it because if you say something, the government and people in the government in Washington, D.C., and up here in Ottawa, up here in Ottawa with that Justin Trudeau fella, if you say something that's out of line, they say, they'll come right out and say, well, that's not approved. What are you talking about? That's not approved. What I say is not approved. Who? I'm sorry, I answer to a higher authority. This is where I have the problem. We can't speak our minds on here because they're looking for a reason to put your friend and mine and my butt in jail. They're looking for a reason.
Well,
when I cross the border every time, I honestly expect somebody to grab me. I really do, because I'm rather elusive, you know, no matter where I'm at. I just know one day I'm going to pull my passport out and hand it to them. And my passport says male, not other. And it's not a blank spot neither. And my wife's passport says female. Okay. That's now on passport stuff. They don't have to give their gender. Did you know that?
You know.
I just don't, you know what, brother? I'm getting to the point I don't even know what to say. I just don't even know what to say.
The lunatics are running, the demonic and the lunatics are running the asylum here.
Exactly. The inmates, some of these people, I don't know if the floor nurse knows they're out, you know, because they should be sitting somewhere in confinement. And like I said, anybody that sells a firearm to a transsexual, if that came up in the conversation at the gun counter, should refuse to sell that firearm.
Absolutely.
But if they did, they would be in court. There would be protests out in front of their stores, and Antifa would come and burn it down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you tell me, you're afraid to say anything. And I'm gonna tell you this. I never in my lifetime did I imagine that I would have to think twice about what I say. That my speech would have to be measured. We would love to hold the show unfiltered. We would love to. We'd have you people so wound up that you guys would be gathered in Washington, D.C. by the millions. The blacks had a million-man march. I wish we could get a 4 or 5 million-man march and just go down to D.C. We don't have to break into any buildings or anything. Just clog the streets. Let them know we're serious. That's the problem. They don't think we're serious.
It's happening in France. You don't see it on the news. It's happening elsewhere.
They won't talk about it. Yeah, they won't talk about it in France. There's things in Australia, France. There is, like we said about Google, okay?
Yep.
You understand, folks, they're censoring us. And not just, they're censoring the normal information that should flow, okay? The whole world isn't about the U.S., The whole world isn't about Canada. The whole world is about the whole world. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is resistance in the world, but they don't want us all getting together and doing it at the same time. Why? Because we would actually push them out of their offices and set things straight. Okay? And I ask in every country, where in the hell is the military? Why aren't you protecting the Constitution?
Yeah.
Why are you not protecting? You're only protecting certain people. You are violating the rights of Christians, conservatives, and patriots. You're violating our rights. When you tell us what we can't say, you're violating our rights. But it's okay for this thing over here, you know, wearing a miniskirt and their balls showing, okay? So that's okay. That's cool. Their rights are protected. The person that is killing the baby, their rights are protected. The mother that's having the baby killed, their rights are protected. What about the baby? It's a human being. It has a heartbeat. But you're killing it. If it has a heartbeat, brother, it's a living thing. And don't you try and tell me otherwise.
And what about the parents who object to having this trans agenda forced down the throats of our little ones, of our innocent, the most innocent, the ones that we should be protecting every single day? And these freaks, these blue-haired, purple-haired, tattooed, pierced freaks that stand up and laugh about grooming the children into this perverse ideology, and for speaking out against that, you have the full weight of the FBI coming down against the parents. It's a bunch of crap, and we have to stop it. We have to put a stop to it.
I saw a video once, and I was maybe vomit. I think it was in Toronto, but there was a little plastic pool, and one of these persons sitting in the pool, and men were urinating in the pool and on the person, and there were children right there watching.
Yeah, that's growth. That's education.
How much more graphic and gross can you be? These are children. You wonder why the kids are screwed up and going into schools and shooting? God, look at what you've taught them. You never have to worry. My daughter will never go into school and kill anybody with a firearm. Now, some of these other little freaks that she knows, possibly. We don't, but there's, God gave you children to raise the children, to give them some values, to teach them something, to prepare them for life, not to take life. We are so far off course, and we wonder why God's turned his back on us. Remember, folks, I don't see the USA mentioned in the Bible specifically. So quit thinking that we're some great, I'll tell you right now, when it all comes down, I don't even know that there'll be a United States. I don't know that there'll be a USA. There's a whole bunch of nukes aimed in our direction. I'll just tell you that right now. And these idiots in Washington have peed off everybody so much worldwide, that now you've got our biggest enemies, our friends, allies. You honestly think, I'm going to tell you right now, don't think for one second that we can take on China, North Korea, and Russia at the same time. Do not think that. You are an idiot if you think that. And do not think for one second that if you turn your gun in, that another country won't invade us. Because if they take the guns, I'm telling you, we're open for occupation at that time. One of the main reasons we have never had that in our history, let's say, since 1900, okay, had anybody try and forcefully occupy the United States. And Canada needs to quit patting itself on the back because nobody is afraid of Canada, okay? I know Girl Scout troops that could whip their asses, okay? I'm telling you, there is no military there. They don't even have an aircraft carrier. If they do, it's a modified canoe. They don't. The only reason Canada does not get attacked is because they're attached to the United States. And the U.S. wouldn't allow it. They've been riding free for a long time. But you know what they're doing? is they're actually allowing the Chinese in. There's armed Chinese in Canada, soldiers. There's a Chinese police station somewhere out west. A Chinese police station. Are you kidding me?
There were in the United States as well. There
this
are
is nuts.
And were.
This is nuts, my friend. And which what was this last, Idaho or something, one of these states out there in the Northwest has opened the doors to the CCP.
I
caught a little blurb of that over the week, over the weekend. I think it was Saturday, Sunday. It might have been Sunday that I read that. They've opened the door to them.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. I've got some information to send you on that. Because the articles of surrender, as I would call them, are probably already drafted. Hey, you know what? You come on in, help us, and you can have our firstborn, have our women. It's that way right now.
And all you people, that are out there, and you're not raising your children right, and you don't have God in your lives, there is a saying: you reap what you sow.
Amen.
And guess what? Unfortunately, we have to reap it with you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Your opposition to God is killing our children. Quit blaming God. Quit blaming prayer. That guy's a lunatic, the one you had up there.
That person
is a lunatic. It's just like the one in, I think it was Minnesota, the pastor that said, If your God doesn't understand abortions, he's not a big enough God.
My God understands abortions. I guarantee you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And you know what? I never had a problem with the one guy, Rudolph or whatever his name was, that was blowing up abortion clinics. I never had, you know what? There's a far more serious crimes going on in the U.S. than somebody leveling a building.
You know, we could talk about this hypothetically.
I'm not endorsing that.
No, but I get that.
I want to be clear to the guys sitting there with their headphones on right now listening to us.
Oh,
for us to say something wrong. Okay. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying I didn't get really angry about it. It didn't rustle my feathers. There, I think I cleared that up.
Well,
and UFBI agents that are going after patriots, shame on you. Shame on you.
Amen to that.
Shame on you. You should be a patriot. And if you think you're a patriot just because you carry a badge and you're doing what your pig's head of a boss is telling you to do, shame on you. And you will answer for it someday. I'm not saying here on earth. One day you will meet your maker. You may not believe in God. You may not care about God, but you're going to meet God. And you get the answer for it. And my last name begins with a T. So guys are going to be plenty peed off by the time he gets around to me. Thanks for that. Well, this is just so far out of hand, Doug. This is so far out of hand. And for them to turn around and take the person, you know, to take the shooter and make them into a victim.
That's exactly what they're doing.
It is morally wrong, ethically wrong, and by God's law, it is wrong.
Amen.
And I wonder who's going to do anything about it. Who's going to meet Antifa in the street? Anybody? Young, healthier people are going to go out there and protest them, or maybe draw a line on the street and go, "You're not coming through here."
We're too comfortable. It's got to come to. It's got to affect you. It's got to affect the average person personally. You know, you were talking earlier. I want to show this real quick. You're talking earlier about the censorship issue. You know how people get in trouble.
Unbelievable.
If you go to HagmanPI.com, a chilling criminal case against free speech. Take a look at this real quick. You and I, Randy Taylor, you and I spoke about this. This is a case against Douglas Mackey, also known as Ricky Vaughn. He was charged under 18 U.S.C. Section 241, known as conspiracy against rights. And according to this law, if two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, intimidate any person in any state, territory, and so on. It's about allowing people to vote. Well, what did he do? Did he take a former group that, you know, got together with guns? Did he use social media to get a group together with guns and go out like the new Black Panther Party did back in the 2006 or 8, whatever, in the early 2000s? Or more recently in the runoff with Herschel Walker, Raphael Warnock, Georgia Runoff. Yeah. Did he do that? No. You know what he did? He posted bad memes. He posted memes on Twitter that reportedly diverted about 4,900 people to text. I mean, these memes were satire.
They were memes. Anybody reads it knows it's satire.
Yeah, unless you're a moron.
I'm not the brightest guy on the planet, but I know satire when I see it.
Well,
and there was no question. So the problem lies there with just the interpretation of idiots.
What gets me though is he did this and said this, or he actually did this and said things. Look, the guy's not an angel, okay? He posted some objectionable stuff, in my view, anyway, as well. But he did this in the 2016 election cycle. He was arrested in January of 2021. Okay. Yeah. Now think about that under the Ku Klux Klan law. All right. And he was, again, arrested 5 years after the 2016 election. And this is, and you're telling me that you folks are not going to suffer the consequences of this very law, of this very thing, this weaponized Department of Justice? You got to be kidding me.
This is nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy. Folks, please read that. Go to HagmanPI.com and share it on social media. Please do that.
If they bag me, who's going to post my bail?
Yeah.
Will there even be a bail? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No.
As sick as I am, as unhealthy as I am, they stick me in jail under the conditions that were exposed to us recently of what's going on in the prisons and the jails with the people from January 6th. I'll die in there.
You're gonna come get me out.
I mean, who's gonna come get me?
You and me both. I mean, they'll throw us in there and forget that we're in there. They'll lose the key. Yeah. And you know what? It pisses me off that there are still political prisoners in the DC gulags.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not right. This is not America. It's not America anymore.
What happened to the right to a speedy trial?
Well, you know, don't forget COVID. You know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what happened to that right? You were supposed to always be arraigned.
All rights are suspended by COVID.
That's the nuts part of this. Nowhere in the Constitution is there discussion about COVID or plagues. The Constitution still stands. It's not just a piece of paper like Bush and Obama and other people have said and treat it like. It's not a piece of trash. It's a document. It was drafted by men that believed in God, believed in freedom, believed in Christianity, and believed that if you wanted to worship God, you could. If you didn't want to, fine. But it wasn't a crime to worship God.
Amen.
We are now criminals, first and foremost, because we speak our minds as much as we can. And that we're Christians and that we're patriots. These people that are out there that are against us are not patriots. And they think that they call themselves a patriots. I'll slap you right upside your head. You don't know what a patriot is.
Amen to that. And look at the ballsy approach of these people. This is page B in the show notes. This is HagmanPI.com as well. This is Exhibit A in the weaponization of government. Okay. Here's what happened. Remember last week or the week before? It was March 9th when the hearings for the weaponization, the select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government was going on. And you had Matt Taibbi and Dr. Michael Schellenberger at the hearing. Well, while they were testifying before Congress on the weaponization of the federal government. An IRS agent showed up at Matt Taibbi's house, and you know that of course we're supposed to believe was a frigging coincidence. Why is this not front page news in every print publication? This only merited a page in the op-ed section of the Wall Street Journal. I mean, so that tells me the media is closely collaborating with the communist cabal embedded in every department of the federal government, from the IRS to, you know, to the DOJ, to the executive branch. There it is right there. Folks, please spread this on social media. The links to spread that, real Eric the Tech made it very easy for you right at the top there. The very buttons there, you can spread it wherever you'd like to.
The FBI is the American version of the Russian FSB.
There it is.
They have become the arm of the left to execute the left's wishes. No, they're not enforcing the Constitution. They're not enforcing the Bill of Rights. They're enforcing what the left leaders in charge are telling them to enforce. I'm sorry, we're trucking right down that communist trail. Look at Donald Trump. It just amazes me that there wasn't a bigger uproar nationwide of people, whether you like Trump or not, but that they're attempting to place a felony charge on a man simply because they don't want him to run in a political election. That is what it's all about. If he has a felony charge, he can't run for president of the United States. But what kind of crap is that? And how is that even semi-constitutional? Baby, we're off tracks here, man. This train is off the tracks. We are derailing. And unfortunately, it's happening fast. We were just discussing these things, you know, just a few years ago, and things weren't happening this fast. Things are happening fast. And sooner or later, it's got to come to a grinding halt. Except I don't think it'd be more of a hitting a wall halt. We're in deep trouble, people, and there's just no action on it. Something's got to give here. You've got to get these people out of government. I'm really terrified. Will there even be a 2024 election? You know what I'm saying? I think about things like that.
I'm not even sure there will be.
That's the things that scare me. We're running out of time here.
I know. And what I'd like you to do, I'd like you to come back if you have the time tomorrow.
I certainly do, sir, because I'm not done. I'm not done running my mouth. And listen, people, I want to say something while I have you. We can't do this without you. It's very important that you support the HagmanPI.com program here. That is critical to our existence, okay? We rely on your contributions, okay? And I'm just telling you, this man, Doug Hagman, has laid it all on the line for you. And every time you play a podcast, have somebody else in there with you that you're trying to convert either to Christianity, to be a patriot, you know, or just be an American, all right? The more people we get involved here, the stronger we become. We need to become a force they don't want to reckon with. And that's only in numbers. There's only safety in numbers. Otherwise, I'm telling you right now, we're easy prey. Yep. We're actually easy prey because we're out here. There's a few people doing this. I like to think that we're one of the most legitimate programs with regard to the Patriot movement. That we're one of the most legitimate. We don't just grab some clown over here and because they say it, it's gospel and we email it to everybody. Okay. And we don't, you know what I'm saying? The people that come on this show are legitimate people. They've been vetted.
I've got some exciting news on that too.
Thank you. Thank you for you people that do support us and the ones that aren't, please. A dollar goes a long way.
Or we try to make it go a long way, that's for sure. Randy Taylor, thank you so much. Randy, Taylor's email contact information will be in the program description box, as will the link citations for the show. And I just want to say, you know, today would have been my son Joe's 40th birthday. Sadly, he's gone,
he's watching us, brother.
But I'll tell you what, I'm watching others. Okay, with that, may God bless you and God help us. Good night.